The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
So before we get started today, I just want to tell y'all, listeners, I heard you. You said it at the ads too long at the beginning of the show, so we're going to space them out. You're only going to hear some now, then you hear some in the middle, so don't be bothered when you hear me pop up in the middle of your show today. Starting off for us is one of my friends. She started their own moonshine company. Let me tell you, I got a new favorite moonshine. Not only do I absolutely adore Sarah Blake, Blake now has a badass moonshine, and it's called Blake's Moonshine, and I am obsessed with it. They have this caramel apple delight, and if you are from the South or anywhere, and it's like moonshine, but like real moonshine, like real good moonshine, y'all remember what that apple moonshine used to taste like? This right here is so damn close that it is ridiculous. You would have think there's some backwoods folks from down in South Georgia making this. It's so damn good. And you can try it right now. All you got to do is go to onlysarahblake.com, onlysarahblake.com, and you can order you some right now. And trust me, y'all know how much I like drinking and having a damn good time. I wouldn't be putting some alcohol on here that I didn't actually drink. So I got a bottle sitting on my desk right now. Thank you to Sarah and Matt for sending it to me. And thank y'all for being part of the Josh Terry Podcast. Y'all, please go check them out now, onlysarahblake.com, and get you some of this Blake moonshine now. I want to give a special thank you to Project K9 Hero. Them and Cashman's Pub just came on to be a sponsor for us for an entire year. So, if you guys love puppy dogs, if you guys love supporting our military and law enforcement, you guys need to go check out Project K9 Hero. Go make a donation. Go do whatever. Buy some gear to show your support. Thank you to Jason Johnson and also to my guy Ron at Cashman's Pub. Ron is opening up a couple other spots. He's already got the library in Macon, Georgia. And let me tell you, when we go out to Macon, that is where we pregame. We pregame at Cashman's. We have a good time. They got good food. They always got good music. And Ron is letting me bring some artists down there to play. So y'all do me a favor. If you're in Macon, Georgia, and you're looking for a spot to eat, go check out Cashman's Pub. If you're looking for a spot to get drunk and hang out with your friends, Cashman's Pub is the place to go. Special thank you to Mr. Blake over at Gerald Electric Company. Right here in Cochran, Georgia, they can handle all your commercial and industrial electrical construction and maintenance needs. This old fella came on middle of the month, so this ad ain't completely finished, but what's cool about it, they're right here out of Cochran, Georgia. It's a family-owned business, and they're going to be coming here in the next couple days and actually doing an episode and telling you guys more about them and their company. So, y'all, please do me a favor and go check them out on all social media platforms and give them a call for any of your commercial and industrial electrical needs today. That's Gerald Electric Company. As for Blake, his phone number is 478-279-3308, and tell him you heard it right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. a good buddy to the show, decided to sponsor this month. DPF Alternatives at 314 Garrison Road in Macon, Georgia. You can find this good old boy on Facebook at DPF Alternatives Macon, Georgia. They service diesel vehicle, semis, pickup, tractors, heavy equipment, anything that uses diesel. They clean all emission systems and diesels, and they give you a one-year warranty. They also sell aftermarket filters, offer 24-hour service. Look, my dad recently, this is how we got hooked up with these guys. My dad recently had to take his truck somewhere to get it serviced, and the guys over at DPF hooked us up. And we come to find out that he listened to the show because his sister had been on the show a lot. So pretty much like family now. So if your diesel needs its emission system cleaned or serviced, I'm telling you, go check out my guys over at DPF. In Macon, Georgia. You can call them now at 478-973-8502.
Tell them you heard their ad on the Josh Terry podcast and get $50 off.
DPF Alternatives Macon, Georgia.
Shout out to my boys over at Deep South Chemical. A couple weeks ago, they heard the ad on the podcast, and they sent me over some of the stuff that they sell. Some chemicals that you wash your vehicles with, some degreasers, some tire shine, some waxes, all that good stuff. And let me tell you, folks, their stuff isn't like the shit you get at Walmart. This isn't like the shit you get from O'Reilly's. They gave me this stuff for my tires and rims. And all I had to do was spray it on and wipe it off. I didn't have to scrub. I didn't have to break my damn back. Their stuff literally was so good, I just had to wipe it off. I know I would have used these guys again, even if they wouldn't have sponsored the show. So it tickled me when they decided to do it this month. So I need you guys to please go look up Deep South Chemical. Call them today. They'll ship the stuff to you. Their phone number is 404-909-4257. That's Deep South Chemical. Tell Mr. Scott that Josh Terry sent you. Let me tell y'all about Blue Collar Alliance. Y'all, I need y'all to go look it up on Facebook right now. It is a great group on Facebook, and it's way more than that. My buddy, Bubba Marlbrew, is helping out blue collar workers left and right. He also has a roofing company. Just go look it up if you don't mind. Blue Collar Alliance. What's up, fam? So, I'm finally back from Nashville and Alabama. I want to give a big shout out to my folks at Raised Rowdy, Nikki and Burrell. Dudes, I appreciate y'all taking us along to hang out with John Langston and the boys. John, it's always a pleasure. And Steven and Brad and Ben and all you guys. It's always fun. It's always fun to be around y'all. I love you guys. You guys are fucking awesome. And also, I want to give a big shout-out to the Shackelfords. They took us on their beautiful farmland. 1,500 acres of just fucking fun, guys. You guys were awesome. I'll be having them on the show soon, by the way. They're just too cool. They treated us like family. They've never been around us before. So y'all go check out the Shackelfords. It was cool. The range over in, I don't fucking even know if it's Montgomery, but it's close to Montgomery. That place was cool. I definitely will be back. I got to experience this thing. If you guys have never drank it before, it's where you mix Patron and Rumpel Mints in a shot. Steven DeLoach, you're going to hell for introducing that into my life. It was fucking horrible, but at the same time, good effects. Good effects. Today's a solo show. We're going to be talking about dating, according to me. But before we jump into that, I want to give a big shout out to my guy at Nine Points Properties over in McRae, Georgia. I've got an event coming up with them July the 8th, this Riders Round. Derek Flowers, Will Mosley, Nate Baker, Will Richardson, Aaron Brown, they'll all be playing a Riders Round, and I'm going to record it. I don't know if I'm going to record the whole thing or bits and pieces, because I definitely want you guys to go back to Nine Points Properties. They do weddings, corporate events, live events. Cool. I hope that this place is really fucking swaggy when I get there. Really cool. God, I sound like an old fucking man saying a young word right there. I hope this place is really cool. And from the pictures and stuff I've seen of it, I think it's gonna be. Because if that's the case, then I think I might bring some shit, some events down there. You know, I'm always looking for new avenues around here to bring Nashville and some real badass music to around here. Unfortunately, you guys, you know, I'm not going to knock any artists around here, but you guys don't even kind of know who's really special. Like, we've got hometown acts that are good, and there is some really good hometown acts. Most of the folks you meet in Nashville say they're from Georgia anyway. There's some really amazing artists that come out of Georgia, but then there's some you just kind of get used to. You just kind of get used to seeing them all the time, and you're like, oh, these guys are good. But then you get hooked up with some folks that are just fucking amazing, and you're like, oh, I see the difference now. Like, there happens to be a bitch around here that says she's, you know, a real good singer. She's a real pain in the ass to work with, and you're used to that. You're used to that. But then go listen to a Farron Rachels from Sparta that's up in Nashville. Go listen to somebody like that. And you're like, I get it. I get the difference now. I get it. You know, one's bitching wherever she's at, and the other one's opening up for Ashley McBride. By the way, Farron, you know, I love you. Thank the world of you. You guys got to go check out Bad Whiskey. It is her new song. It is awesome. I will be begging her soon to play my one-year anniversary round at Live Oak in Nashville. I think that's the 23rd of August. I really hope that it plays out to where I've got some great – I know I already got Brett Cherokee. You guys heard Brett Cherokee the other day. And got some more that's going to be on that. We've got 6 hours to entertain that day. So if you are looking for a getaway to Nashville – you guys definitely need to check out Live Oak on, hold on, bringing it up to make sure I don't mess this up. What is it? Yeah, there it goes. August the 23rd from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Whole ass Josh Terry block for 6 hours. It's going to be really good. And I'm going to pack it with shit, everybody that I can. I'm going to call in all those favors. Not really favors, but people like me. People like me up there way better than they like me down here. So I'm going to call in a lot of favors for that day and try to get a lot of people that mean something to me and the artists that I really love to come out that day. I'm even going to see if the boys from Raised Rowdy will sit there and help me host it all day, because I'm probably going to get slammered. It's also close to my birthday, so we're going to kind of make it the birthday party too. A Nashville birthday party. You know, before I get into this topic, I just want to tell y'all, you're not always where you want to be, but you're always where you're supposed to be. And I know I say that shit all the time, like all the time. But I would have never thought a couple years ago when I got fired that I would be able to say, hey, I'm having a Nashville birthday party. And some people that have platinum records and all this other stuff are going to be there to be part of it with me. I just wouldn't have thought that. So if you are going through a bad time right now, you know, just realize it's for a reason. I'm not even going to get on that topic, because I think I've preached on that topic enough to you guys. But just enjoy where you're at right now. Don't be negative. Being negative about a negative situation never made it positive. So, you know, grab life by the fucking horns and just go at it, dude. You know, don't be content where you're at, but also appreciate where you're at, I guess is what I'm saying. There's a reason why you're there. I know I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the bad shit that's happened to me. Every day I get a little more grateful. So I want you guys to feel the same way. I want you guys to be right there too. Anyway, I guess that kind of leads into what I'm going to talk about today. So, this show is probably going to end up being called Dating According to Josh. And I never take notes. I never write down shit that I want to talk about before a show, right? On this one, I'm going to, though. Like, I wrote down some stuff, and as I go through, I'll probably pause every once in a while to write down something else. For those who don't know, I am single. And dating in my life, it's so fucking hard. There's a lot of things that make it hard, but people being genuine is really a big one. And I don't have time for it. I don't have time for people that aren't genuine. Now, the other thing that really hinders me is I happen to be around smoke shows all the time. If any woman would ever come and actually hang out and see that the women that I'm around are like my sisters, that are like some of my best friends, and they are the salt of the fucking earth. They are just amazingly good people. You would see, like, that's what I always hear. The first thing you always hear from a woman is, I don't really know if I want to hang out with you. You hang out with a lot of beautiful women. Well, first off, would you rather me hang out with fuglies? And fuglies, I still love you guys. You know, you guys, y'all got special skills that them pretty ones don't too. So don't think I don't appreciate an ugly woman, because I do. Very much do. I'm not the prize pig at the fair. I'm not the most attractive son of a bitch you're going to walk across. Best personality. Person you're going to laugh with the most. Abso-fucking-lutely. But do I look like Thor? Maybe Fat Thor. I'm not, but I don't try to be. So first off, you're not supposed to get insecure or get jealous about the people that your significant other is around. That will kill a relationship so quick, especially when you don't take the time to get to know the people that your significant other is around. You know, there's a lot of people in my life that are amazing, and I couldn't have a better friend group. But if you don't come around and you don't give them a chance and you don't see what we have to offer and why we care about each other the way that we do, that's kind of your fucking fault. You know, I always view it like this. If you don't give me a chance because of my friends, you probably wasn't going to last any fucking way. So why even lose any sleep over it? The only reason why I'm talking about it now, one, I need an extra show. This week. What, I need an extra show. But two, I'm just tired of kind of hearing about it. I'm tired of it always being something that has to be talked about. There's nothing more attractive to me than a very secure woman. A woman, whether she's got a tiny little bathing suit on or dressed like a nun, she still thinks she is the shit. She still has enough self-worth. She still has enough pride to herself that she knows her worth. And that is so sexy. That is so sexy. Do I get down on myself every once in a while? I do. I do. Because I'm like, oh, I'm not 6'2". I'm not jacked. I'm not all muscled up and everything. But have you ever been around some of these people that are 6'2", that are jacked, that are nothing but one big muscle? It's rare that you find one with personality and that shit going for them. And last time I checked, you know, some of you pretty people be getting married a lot, but it seems like you be getting divorced a lot too. You start marrying for looks or dating for looks, and it's just not a good recipe, right? Like, you have to have some type of attraction to somebody, but why wouldn't you take the time to get to know somebody and be attracted to the things that matters? Now, once again, you have to have a type, I guess. Well, I don't really have a type, to be real with you. I've met women that are plus size that are fucking smoke shows, and it's how they carried themselves and how cool they fucking were. And I've met these little petite bitches that were just as badass, that were just as sexy. Like, I don't have, like, a size type, I think. All sizes are sexy. Like, a weight doesn't, or whatever. I can't remember what I used to say. Bones are for boys and meat's for men. Yeah, I like bones sometimes, but I like meat too. Sexy isn't a size. That's what I used to would say. Yeah, you can be sexy regardless. And if y'all have ever heard me talk about it, there are some things that them big girls do better than anybody else. And I ain't scared to say it. When we were riding a buggy the other day down in Alabama, I made the joke, but it's not really a joke. Started thinking about it after I said it. Fellas or ladies, I want you to know, if you ever find a big or thick hairdresser that's crazy as hell, put a fucking ring on it. You're probably also going to have to chain her up to something so she can't get away or go do bad shit. But hey, you ever get a hold of one of them sons of bitches, you are in for a good time. They are the fucking best at everything. I don't care what it is. They're the best. Before I just got distracted, the point I was trying to make is pay attention to what your partner is attracted to. Okay? What they are attracted to. I know for me, not having a clear type, I'm attracted to a woman that sings. I'm attracted to a woman that just knows what she wants. That's why I've kind of figured out lately, I like the women that are older than me or my age, or damn near close to my age, way better than I like these young bitches. Older women just know what the fuck they want. Older women have just already been through it, and they don't have time to bullshit and everything. So that's where all of us should inspire to be, is we should all inspire to be that bitch that just got divorced, that knows exactly what she wants out of life and what she's going to get. And with the women that come into my life, it's usually they don't know what the fuck they want. They say they do, but then you're upfront with them. You tell them, you know, exactly what you want, what exactly you're looking for, exactly how you're going to go about it, and why you have walls up. And then they're like, oh, no, I don't know what he said. I'm just going to make him love me. Yeah, that's not how you fucking go about it, right? At least not in my opinion. So pay attention to what the person that you are, pay attention to the person who you want to be with, what they're attracted to. And if you do that and you're that person already, don't get insecure. Don't be getting butt hurt all the time just because they're around somebody else that you think is more attractive than you. You know, be careful with that shit, right? The next thing I want to talk to you about is probably my biggest fucking thing, and that's ghosting. Ghosting is, without a doubt, the thing that pisses me off most. I'm a very reasonable person. I am a very easy to get along with person, regardless of what probably most of you think. I understand that most of us have things going on in life to where you can't be attentive to somebody's needs all the time, that you can't be just stuck up their ass all the time and know what they're thinking or whatever, right? And my thing is, I know with that being said, that you're going to have days to where plans get changed, where shit gets canceled, or it gets rearranged, or it's like, hey, I just had something come up with my kids, or I just had something come up with my job or my family or whatever, to where I can't see you today. I can't hang out with you today. I know that I've made this plan with you. And I know people that instead of them telling you that things have changed, they just won't tell you nothing at all. But then they want to poke their pretty little heads back up in your life a couple days later, like everything's fine and dandy. Look, I imagine why most of you do that is one of two reasons. One, you're just a piece of shit and you're a completely insensitive person that doesn't care about anybody but yourself. That's one. That is one. The other one is, I imagine some of y'all have been through a situation to where you dated somebody or cared about somebody, whatever, that when plans changed, they blew the fuck up. Understand that not everybody's like that. Some people are reasonable. Some people will say, well, shit, I understand. I hope you have fun, whatever you got to do. I hope whatever you're going through gets better for you. I hope that everything works out. Some people will be that way. And I am one of those people. If something comes up with Gracie, I'm going to tell you. If something comes up with some of my friends that I want to go do this or it's more beneficial to my career or whatever, now if it's just something stupid, I'm probably going to just invite you along anyway. And that's one thing real fast. I am one of these people that if we date, I hate having to tell women this. But one of my buddies, I know he doesn't express this very good with his girlfriend. But women, y'all don't understand this concept. If I date you, I automatically assume that you think that you're invited to everything that I go to. Everything. Unless I say, hey, it's boys' night, or hey, me and my boys are going to do this. unless I just come out and say that, I automatically assume that you think that you're involved. If you're the person I'm dating and you're the person I care about, then you should know that you are involved in whatever I do. If I'm like, hey, I'm going to Nashville. Well, hey, if you can go, just plan on going with me. Why do you date somebody if you don't want them going everywhere with you? If you don't want them spending time with you? Like, no, that's fucking stupid to me. Women, I don't know if men are like this. I'm only speaking for myself. But if you tell me you're going to the beach, I'm automatically going to look at my schedule and be like, okay, I can go that week or I can't. I'm automatically assuming that I am invited. Otherwise, we shouldn't be dating. Women, I know y'all are fucking horrible about this because it seems like I've dated several of y'all or been around several of y'all that they'd be like, oh, well, am I invited? Or, hey, you didn't come out and say I could go. It's like, I shouldn't fucking have to. Like, why do you think that I'm dating you? Why do you think I'm spending time with you? I want to take you places. I want to do shit with you. That should be, it's like, given. That should just be common fucking knowledge, right? That if I'm doing something and we're together, that you're invited. Unless you tell me otherwise. That very much gets on my nerves with women. I don't like having to, every time I make a decision in my life, be like, oh, okay, does this person know that they're involved in this decision? Should I ask them? Or should I say, hey, I'm going to dinner with Bill, Jack, and Susie later. Shouldn't you know you're going? Anyway, that's just my opinion on that. But like I was saying about the ghost and shit. Next week, I was supposed to go down to Matt and Sarah's house down in Tampa for 4th of July. Well, the second I found that I couldn't go, I didn't beat around the bush. I didn't wait till the day before because I didn't want to inconvenience them. I didn't want them to do something for me and then me not show up. So I called them right away. And it was a very pleasant conversation because we're adults. That's the way it should be. That's how it should be. You should, if you're an adult, you should be fucking with adults. If you're an adult and you're trying to mess around with a dude or a girl that is, even though they're technically an adult, but they act like a fucking child, one, that's on you. You're a fucking moron. Adults have way more fun with adults. I have yet to meet a woman who acted like a child about everything that I ever had a good time with. I just don't vibe. I'm fucking 35. I don't want to deal with a fucking... I already have a daughter that's a pain in the ass. I don't want a girlfriend that's a pain in the ass. I think on something that I post pretty often is I'm already raising a daughter. I don't want to raise a girlfriend. You know, I want to deal with a grown-ass woman. And if you're a grown-ass man, that's what you should be dealing with. And also women, if you're dating a boy, you're going to get boy results, all I can tell you. So, the ghosting part. Just have enough respect for me that you say, hey, something came up. Or, hey, I'm too tired. I would rather you almost fucking lie to me. I would rather you almost lie to me than to not tell me nothing at all. I don't really care that much. Like, if I know that you're not backing out on me to go cheat, or you're not backing out on me to go do something with your girlfriends when we've made plans or whatever. And even in that case, just tell me. Because there's going to come a time, if you're dealing with me, that I'm like, hey, my boys are going to play golf. I'm going to go play golf with them. I know we were supposed to go to brunch, but fuck brunch. I don't really give a shit about brunch. I give a shit about golf and having a good time with my buddies. It's okay to change plans as long as you're honest. I can't stand when a bitch ghosts. That is the most disrespectful fucking thing that you can do to me. So if you're a ghoster, if you're old Casper ass bitch, please stop doing that shit, male or female. Be real with the person that you're fucking with. Be real with the person you're dating. Be honest. That is the way to make whatever situation you're in the best. If you want to keep being full of shit, you want to keep leading somebody on with plans or whatever, eventually they're going to say, I'm good. Don't matter how much you care for them. Because every time you say something that we're going to do something and you just back out and don't tell me why. Yeah, fuck that shit. I really don't respect it at all. Overthinking. If you're a woman and you just heard me say that, you're probably like, what the fuck? Overthinking, ladies and men. You have to get out of your own way to have a good time. You have to sometimes realize that you are blocking your own blessings, that you are the person that is hindering you from being with someone that truly cares about you. You are the person that is making every situation that you go into complicated as fuck. And it's just because you sat there and you've thought about every bad thing that could happen. Every tear that you might cry, how your heart might break, all of this bullshit. You've thought about every negative scenario by overthinking. If you will just get out of your own way and allow things to happen and allow things to play out, one, you might end up being completely right. But you found out. You don't have to ask these what-ifs. You don't have to overthink it to the point to where you literally shot yourself in the foot and didn't even allow yourself to have fun or whatever in the first place because you sat and you thought of every negative thing that could happen. It's kind of shitty. It's kind of shitty to the other party when the other party might just have the best of intentions for you. Now, there are a lot of situations where the other party might have the fucking worst. But either way, if you overthink, you're never going to find out either way. Overthinking has killed some of the best relationships ever before they ever even started. Just by people worrying about the future. Fucking enjoy the now. Enjoy the now. Overthinking is just... Look, I overthink a lot of stuff, but I make myself still do the shit anyway to find out. There has been times that I've been like, I don't want to fucking do this. I know it's going to be horrible. This is going to... I'll give you an example. I love old Miss Tiffany with Extreme Party Bus in Nashville. They have took us out several times. They do a jam-up job. They are fucking awesome. I absolutely love when we go on that bus. First time that we ever went out, I was like, this is going to fucking suck. Because I don't like anything like that. I like nothing like that. And it took about 30 minutes before I realized how much fun it was and what a good time you can have on it. But I had overthought it to the point where I was like, I'm going to be fucking miserable. So I was miserable for the first 30 minutes until I realized how much fun I was having and what an idiot I was for overthinking the situation. Now, I've got buddies that are even bigger assholes than me that don't like that kind of stuff at all, that when I am in town, when I'm in Nashville, and I say, hey, we're going out on the party bus, they want to go because they realize that it's fun. It's the same thing with dating. If you sit there and you overthink it so much, you're literally going to hurt yourself. You are literally going to end up with somebody that is such a safety blanket that it kind of takes the fun out of a relationship. I want somebody that still scares me. I want somebody that still keeps me guessing, somebody that keeps me on my toes. If you overthink everything to the point to where you date a safety blanket, you're going to be bored as fuck. You are going to be in a relationship that you're like, oh, yeah, they check off all the boxes. They got a good job. They are attractive or whatever. But are they fun? Do they feed your fucking soul? Do they give you something that nobody else can give you? Probably not. They probably are just the person that's, it's like eating chicken, like some bland-ass chicken. Yeah, you're going to get full, but it just didn't have much to it. Overthinking literally makes you to where you date people that are bland chicken. I like some spicy fucking chicken. And if I don't get out of my own way, I don't find that. So that's where you guys have to back off on the overthinking. Overthinking fucks you in so many ways. You have to be able to get out of your comfort zone sometimes to enjoy life. There are so many things out there that just in the past year or two that I've started to experience that I really, really fucking like. I really like. Me and some boys were talking about this other day on the way to Alabama. I used to hate Broadway. I used to fucking hate it because I thought you had to hate it to like everything that I was doing. But do you know what a good time it is when you find an actual good band down there? Dude, it's fire. It's so much fun. Now, you're not going to see me doing the fucking techno raves or whatever on the roof because that's not going to make me happy regardless at all. But everything else, there's good times there. There are really good times to be had there. But I had to get out of my own way. I had to figure out I can have a good time doing this. And when I started being that way, shit, I started to have more fun. So stop overthinking. Just stop it. And I know that's easier said than done. But if you're overthinking a situation today, just try it. Just talk yourself into trying it. No matter how scared you are of the outcome, try it. Usually the things that scare us in life are the most rewarding. Usually the things that scare us end up being the most fun. Just think of fucking getting on a roller coaster or a water slide. It usually scary to start off with, especially that waiting in line. You get anxious. You think about how bad it's going to be. But then you go down the ride. You go down that fucking whipping and turning water slide. And it is so much fun. And you're like, oh shit, I built this up in my head to be way worse than what it was. And now I'm just having a fucking blast. Yeah, stop overthinking. Step out on a limb today. Hey, folks, here's a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back to the show in about 3 minutes. One of the artists that I would really like for y'all to take a look at is my guy, Mark Ware. Mark was in here a couple weeks ago. He tells his story. You guys need to go listen to that episode. Also, go follow all of his social media. Mark Ware Music on everything. Dude is solid. He's a good friend of the show. Go look him up now. Mark Ware Music. Let me tell you about my girl, Miss Erica. With Crooked W Consulting. She has a small marketing and design agency out of North Carolina. She offers small, affordable business solutions that tailor your business and startups nationwide. She's currently doing my new website. I'm telling you, folks, you need to let her do yours. She's doing us a jam up job. She also offers digital marketing, graphic design, and social media management. If I'm using her here at the studio, there ain't no reason why your small business shouldn't. Look her up on Facebook and Instagram at Crooked W Consulting or text her now at 919-351-2084. Crooked W Consulting. Hit up Miss Erica now. You won't be disappointed. Let's give a quick shout out to Nobles Networking. Guys, if you're looking for a new internet provider, they hook me up here at the studio and at my house. If you live out in the country and you can't find nowhere else where to get your internet or you're paying too much for Hargrave or any of that other shit, look up Nobles Networking. 478-308-0596. You are going to love it. I'm telling you, it works great for me. It runs everything here at the studio in my house perfectly. Hit up Nobles Networking. Let me tell you about Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia. I ran her ad several times now. She's been with me since I started doing this stuff. Even if it's not convenient for you, take some time, go out of your way, and go eat there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. She takes pride in her staff, her food, her service, every single aspect. So, please go check out Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia at 8 Commerce Street. And the phone number is 912-568-1645. Lori's Dive-In. If you've seen me wearing hats lately that's got DYH on it, it stands for Down Yonder Hat Co. Seth Bazemore, a buddy of mine, he owns that company. And he has sent me some of their hats. Let me tell you, I love them. I've worn them in a lot of my stuff lately, and I plan on wearing them a lot more. I've showed them to some of my friends. He has a startup business, and I'm telling you guys, you would absolutely love them. So do me a favor. Go right now to his Instagram at Down Yonder Hat Co. Check them out. They also have a website, downyonderhatco.com. Order some stuff from them and tag them on Instagram. And when you do, make sure when you make the post, you say that you heard about the hats and down yonder, right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. Now, let's get to the show. Let's see, what's this next one? Misreading intentions. Oh, my God. This is the problem with you women. I'm always vouching for how amazing y'all are and how much I love you and all this kind of stuff, and I do. I really, really do. But unless I tell you I feel a certain way, I probably don't feel a certain way. I know that men are we're guilty of being liars. We're guilty of being pieces of shit sometimes. But some of us literally will tell you what our intentions are. You don't have to change it around in your head. You don't have to try to make it be something that it's not. None of that shit. You don't have to do that. You can take some of us by our word. And I know with me, I'm so upfront with women. If I'm attracted to you and I want to get to know you and I might like you, I'm probably going to go out on a limb and tell you that. If I want you to be somebody that comes over whenever you can and, you know, let me play hide the sausage, I'm probably going to tell you that shit too. I'm single. I'm 35. I have no reason to lie to you. If you are not somebody that wants to be in one of those types of situations, then I don't want to put you in those types of situations, because the truth is there's a lot of women out there that like being in those types of situations. So why lie to you? Why hurt you? Why lead you on? Why tell you my intentions are one thing and they are something else? A lot of people that I know, if I was to sit here and say, I'm interested in you, I like you, I want to get to know you, I want to spend some time with you, they're going to automatically think, oh, he's just trying to get laid. No, not really. I mean, this is probably TMI for you guys. I've been laid a couple times in my life. It's fun, but it's not what I want anymore. Like, just a booty call does nothing for me anymore. As Lee Tucker would say, I can watch South Park and jag off and not have to have a conversation with nobody. That's how I feel. I don't have to go through the frustrations of that anymore. I don't feel like I have to lie to you. And especially, I don't want to get cried on. I don't want to get called a piece of shit. I don't want to have a bad reputation with women. I was recently around a woman who said one thing about a situation and completely lied her fucking ass off, and it got back to me. And it was literally the woman that was the one that was like, yeah, I'm completely cool with this situation. Nothing ever happened. But if it would happen, I'd probably tell you guys. But she was completely cool with if it was just going to be that. Because I told them up front, hey, look, this is not going to work out between me and you because of everything. There's just a lot of obstacles here. But you're hot. You're single. If you want to bang, let's bang. That's cool. But I also, you know, I want to be respectful about it. I want to tell you up front that these are my intentions. And they just kind of lost their fucking mind. I don't know what the deal with them is, to be real with you. But it was very weird. And so, yeah, just don't misread intentions from people like me. Now, you're going to get lying fuckboys, as you guys like to call them. I don't really like that term. But you're going to get guys that lie their ass off to you to get in your pants. And, guys, you'll get the reverse with women. There are women that will hit you up because you're successful, because you got some good stuff going on in life, and they just want to be a part of it in one way or the other. You got, especially a bunch of my musician buddies, you know, I don't think groupies are really a thing, or I didn't until recently. And you realize that some of you girls, you just want to fuck a guitar player. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't have to lead on the sensitive guitar player to get some pecker. I imagine if you were like, hey, I just kind of want to fuck you, I think they'd be like, well, I'd probably fuck you. Yeah, you're good looking. I appreciate your honesty. Be honest about the situation. If you're honest about it, then nobody can get their feelings hurt. Nobody can just get hurt. And that's where I want all you guys to be. Be real with people. There's women that I've slept with that I am very good friends with now. But it was like we had an agreement beforehand. I've had women that I've dated that I can be civil and talk to now because we were real with each other when it was time to end. Why can't more people do that? Why instead of you cheating or you just ghosting somebody, why wouldn't you just be real with them and be honest about your intentions? Be honest. It's not that fucking hard. Now, this is coming from somebody that used to lie every word out of their mouth to a woman back in the day, especially Gracie's mom. When we were younger, I was not the best man to her. But as we've got older, I have been brutally honest with this woman. And maybe one day she'll respect it. It'd be real nice if she did, that I've been so honest with her. She's like literally the greatest mother you could ever have to a kid. We just didn't work out. That's all it was. There's nothing in the world wrong with her. Just, we didn't work out. But I found out that being brutally honest, even if the person that's listening to you be brutally honest doesn't like what you have to say, you have a clear conscience for one, and later on, I think they respect it. I have had women that I'd be like, hey, you want to do something? And they would be like, yeah, let's do something. And then you would line stuff up to do with them, and they never come through. And it makes you hate that person. It makes you dislike that person so fucking much, it's not even funny. There's a couple that I think they would tell you what you wanted to hear. And then when it came time to do the thing that y'all had planned and made the thing, they ghost you because they didn't want to tell you otherwise. And I understand why some women don't too, because especially with me, they're scared they're going to get called out on here. No, I'm probably going to call you a cunt. That's about it. But you put yourself kind of in that situation. You're the one that lied. You're the one that led on when all you had to do was say, I'm not really wanting to do anything with you. You think it hurts somebody's feelings, but it doesn't. Like, there's a million women out there. There's a million men out there that are single and looking. If you don't work for me, that's fine. Some bitch will. If he don't work for you, that's fine. Some guy will. Stop putting yourself in a situation to where you're getting your feelings hurt because of other people. Eventually, it becomes like it's your fault. It is your fault. I know now that if I ask, let's just say one or two women that I know, hey, you want to do something? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's set it up. And I say, hey, let's go out Friday night. Let's go get drinks. Let's have a good time. And I say, yeah, let's do it. I know come Friday that they are not going to reply. They're not going to say shit. They're just going to let it be. Now, they've done this enough to where I know that if I ask again, it is my fault. I am the one setting myself up for failure. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you constantly do that to yourself? When there's somebody that's probably in your inbox or texting you right now that if you gave a chance to, that you normally wouldn't give a chance to, that they would treat you the way you want to be treated. And the thing is, you ain't got to settle down with them. Just get treated better. Just be around people that aren't constantly letting you down. But in return, don't let down those who treat you good. I deal with this problem all the time to where, and this is mostly friends, I forget how loyal I am. I forget that when I say that I'm going to do something, that I'm going to do it, and you don't get that from everybody. I do treat people the way that I want to be treated, but there's a certain people that I know are not going to reciprocate that, that they're not going to give it back. Now, I'm lucky enough to have a really good friend group that most of them do, but there are a couple that it's not that you're only their friend when it's convenient for them, but they'll make you feel that way. They do come around and they do have a good time with you sometimes when it's not, you know, the most convenient for them. But why are you constantly going out of your way for people who don't go out of their way for you? I have a huge issue with that. And I am somebody who has worked on that a lot lately to realize who your real friends are. Who are those people in your life that you can really count on? Those are the people that I invest my time into now. Those are the people that I actually spend time with. I know that I've got some friends that work a hectic schedule, that don't live the life that I live. And I don't expect them to be able to do everything that I do. I really don't. Like, they've got families. They've got fucking 60-hour-a-week jobs that drive them insane. I don't get mad at those people when we can't hang out or when we can't do something. But I do get mad at the people that I go out of my way for and I am just overly nice to and love them dearly, and I get nothing back from them. I'm talking about getting nothing back from them. I'm that friend that when they need a friend, and then the rest of the time, they're like, oh, fuck this guy. I'm not coming to his events. I'm not going to share his shit. I'm not going to support him. I'm going to say that I'm his friend. But are you really, or am I just somebody that's convenient for you and makes you feel better about yourself every now and then? See, it's a tricky road. It is a tricky fucking road. And I'll tell you this, the more popular this show gets and the better that I get at what I'm doing and more that we're growing in Nashville. And now, thanks to, hold on, I want to make sure I don't mess this up. I am going to mess this up if I don't look at it because I don't have the information right in front of me. Oh, it's in my pictures. Now that not only we're growing stuff in Nashville, we're about to be growing some stuff in Alabama. I'm very excited with. Shout out to Pearl Promoting. Y'all go look them up on Facebook. But we're going to start doing events at Backroad Park, an event venue over in Alabama. And I want to keep growing. I want to keep doing stuff. But I want the people in my corner that are going to help with those things, that want to be part of it. The Hummingbird stuff. We got a great group of people up there. That when we do those at Cashman's Pub with Ron and them, you know, we got a great group of folks there. The more shit I can get my hands into, the better. And I want those people around me that are willing to help and be part of it without begging. That's another thing. Stop begging. Stop begging people to be in your lives. And I'm not talking about down your hands and knees and begging and shit like that and everything. I'm talking about asking them two or three times to do something for you. Asking them two or three times to be part of something for you. That's begging. Find the people, especially in relationships, that you don't have to beg. Find the people that when you say you need something or you're doing something that you know, oh, they're supporting the shit out of me. They're part of what I'm doing. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Stop. First off, let me go back to the original part of the intentions. Don't mislead people with your intentions. They'll respect you a whole lot more if you're honest. Don't beg for somebody's attention either. Don't beg for somebody's help. They're either going to or they're not. The last thing that I'm going to do, or last thing I want to talk about, is the not listening and making up your own truth. I have this trouble with one certain person. I'm not going to call them out, but if they ever listen to this, they'll know exactly who it is. I will tell her exactly how I feel. I've been doing this for years. How exactly I am. What I'm going through at the time. Why I feel the way I feel. What I need from this person. And they'll take it and they'll twist it and they'll make up their own truth about it. You guys have to stop doing that, male and female. First off, if somebody's lying to you and you think that they've done it so many times that it's an issue, don't be around that fucking person. Don't put your faith in that person. Don't love that person. Don't care about that person. That person's a piece of shit if they're actually lying to you. If they're saying one thing and meaning something completely different. Leave them the fuck alone. It's better for you. It's better for you. But in my case, I'm telling the truth, or I'm telling somebody how I feel and what I need and how things are in my life, And they're like, no, it's not. That's not real. That's not what you're really doing. Look, I love Alyssa Hill. I love her and her mama so much. They are two people that I cannot tell you how much I value their friendship. I have been accused of dating and other things with Alyssa more by a couple people than anything else. And Alyssa is my homie. She's my friend. Don't get me wrong. She is a beautiful young lady. She is cool as hell. But ain't nothing ever fucking happened between me and Alyssa. And I've been accused of that more than anything. Anything. And it's just ridiculous. But that's that person's truth that they've made up in their head. It's actually been a couple people. But that's the truth that they've made up in their head. Is Josh is around this individual, so they must be sleeping together. No, no. I'm able to be friends with a woman without making it overly weird. I mean, I'm still going to say some slick shit as being an asshole, but that's me. I talk trash. That's all the fuck I do. I don't know how not to talk trash. And I just, I don't get it. I don't know how some people cannot take what somebody says as the truth and twist it in their head. But once again, it gets to the point, folks, that if we're allowing someone to do that to us, we're the problem. We're the ones that are allowing people to hurt us. We're the ones that are allowing people to fuck with our mental health. We're giving somebody that power. Why are you giving someone that power? You know, I don't expect dating to be easy. I don't expect marriages to be easy. Something that you work at. But they're already hard enough with the things that are real in this life. That why would you add fake shit to it? Why would you add non-truths to it? Why would you add ghosting? Why would you add overthinking? Why would you deal with someone lying about their intentions? Or better yet, why would you lie about your intentions? Why wouldn't you be just straightforward? If you're straightforward with somebody, then they should know. You can rest easy at night. You can sleep easy knowing that you're good. If it fails because of them. And then when you walk away, you have closure because you know you're not the problem. And not listening to your person, not listening to whether it's a friend, a relationship, spouse, whatever the fuck it is. Why wouldn't you listen to them? Why wouldn't you take to heart the things that they say? Why wouldn't you just be more comfortable believing what they say? If you have a doubt in your head whether they're telling the truth or the lie, find out if it's a lie first. Always find out if somebody's lying to you first. But if it's not a lie, don't keep doubting them until they give you a reason to. Now, if somebody's done it a million times, then it's your fault for sticking around if you're still trying to believe their truths or their lies. That's on your ass. That ain't on them no more. They've showed their true colors. Your ass is just being colorblind. That's your problem. I mean, they're in the wrong, but you're also being a fucking idiot at that time thinking you're going to change somebody. You're not going to change somebody. Not after that long of a period of time when it comes to a certain thing. When it comes to cheating, I can sit here and tell you that when I was younger, I was not a good man. I was not a good man to Gracie's mama when I was a young man. But I was a child. I was stupid. I didn't know. I thought that pussy ran the world. And I wanted to run the world. And that's not it. That's really not it. I'm not that guy anymore. I haven't been that guy for a very long time. Now I understand the value of telling the truth, to be honest. First off, you know how much more at peace you are when you're honest? That you're not lying every word out of your mouth? It is 10 times better. 100 times better. It's peaceful. And not only do you allow the other person to move on and find peace by you telling the truth, you get to move on and find peace by telling the truth. Telling those lies and cheating, this is a dark hole. I've been there. I will never go back there. If you're not making me happy or I'm not making you happy, I'd rather somebody say it. I'd rather you be honest to me so I can find happiness and so you can find happiness. Don't get it to where you're going to do something that's going to jeopardize two people being friendly with one another. Don't let it go that far. You know, it's where you can be happy if you put your needs not first, but if you put your needs parallel with the person that you care about, whether it's a friendship, dating, whatever. Be parallel. Treat everybody how you want to be treated. That's something old, it's something corny or whatever, but it's something real. That's how I live my life. Anybody that I deal with now, I treat them how I want to be treated. And I hope you guys will do that too. So, now that I'll get off my soapbox about dating, it's funny to me talking about dating, being a single fuck. But this is some stuff that has been on my plate lately that I wanted to talk about. And I haven't had a good guest to sit here and run my mouth with about this kind of stuff because it's really my personal opinion. So I hope you guys, if you're single, whether you're married or whatever, whether you've given up on love, you realize, you know, there are a couple things that you can do to really improve your situation. Being honest, not misreading situations, listening to your partner, listening to your friends too. You know, instead of ghosting them, just be honest. Just tell them the truth. That's the main thing, folks. Is telling people the truth and how you actually feel. And then you not twisting it, you not overthinking it, you not thinking if I say, I love you today and I just want to be with you, you thinking, well, he just said today. What about tomorrow? Fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. And stop letting people play you like a damn fool. At some point in time, it stops being their fault and starts being you. If you let people keep treating you like a doormat, damn it, you're a doormat. Anyway, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you for downloading all the episodes this month. If you want to be a sponsor on the show for July, hit me up now. We've got a couple spots open. I want to thank all the sponsors that are a part of the show. You guys are fucking awesome. Thank you for allowing me to do the things that I get to do. Yeah, I want to thank Live Oak, Mr. Hasten and Dave and all them guys. We've got some big shit coming up there. And I just want to thank everybody. I just want to thank y'all so much for allowing me to live the life that I get to. Yeah. And if there's any woman out there that loves country music the way I do, and I'm talking good country music, not shitty country music, that is very secure with herself, that is fun and not boring, you know, you can always hit me up, sliding them DMs. Snapchat's JLTerry87. Instagram's JLTerry87. Facebook is Josh Terry, Cochran, Georgia. Y'all look me up. And y'all please go download each and every episode of the show. Y'all help us end this month with a bang. I love you guys, and I'll see you later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.